And as we've been reporting, the California Public Utilities Commission is accusing Pacific Gas and Electric of falsifying records related to the safety of its natural gas pipelines, even after the deadly San Bruno explosion in 2010.
The CPUC is now ordering the utility to take immediate action to safeguard natural gas pipelines, along with weighing potential penalties against PG&E. We're going to talk more about it. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by State Senator Jerry Hill. Senator, you have been a frequent critic of PG&E since San Bruno. I can't imagine this latest revelation makes you very happy.
No, it doesn't, and it is sad because this is just more of the same from what we've seen since that explosion, what we saw last year with their electrical system in the Coffee Park area, Santa Rosa, Napa, and now what we saw this year at Paradise and in Butte County. It is more of the poor management and really the leadership at PG&E, and in this case, as we saw today with the CPUC's decision to talk about the systemic violations of rules to prevent damage to natural gas and falsification of records. I mean, these are very serious violations, and PG&E, as we heard last week, is on probation today for the six felonies that occurred after San Bruno and during that time in federal court. And the judge said, if you're on probation and you're still violating the law, you can't do that. That's in violation of the probation. And that's exactly what they did, because this period of time was through 2017, which was the same time after the sentencing.
As you've referenced, falsification allegations are something certainly far and beyond accusations of sloppy bookkeeping, for example. Are these the first accusations of actual malicious, if you will, or intentional changing of documents?
Well, it's the first that I've heard officially, but we held a hearing in Bakersfield after a dig-in accident where a bulldozer, a heavy equipment dug into the ground, it hit a gas transmission line, killed the driver, unfortunately destroyed a home. We had a hearing to try to find the problem, and then 2 years later we created the Dig Safe Act of 2016, which is trying to deal with this problem. But what we learned in that hearing from all of the contractors, the people, the landscape contractors, the pavers, the people, the asphalt people, consistently we kept hearing that PG&E falsified their records. They kept claiming that PG&E would mismark when they would mark where their equipment was underground, and then they would change the markings after the fact. Consistently, and then they would lie about it. Those were the consistent things that we heard. The good thing about what the PUC is doing today is they've found this, and now they've noticed it, they've identified it, and now they're going to stop it, and that's really crucial.
And I need to ask you, are you confident that the CPUC can stop it?
Well, yes, I am. I feel much better about the CPUC than I did after San Bruno, because what we saw, the corrupt behavior on the part of the commissioners at the PUC, and now Governor Brown has made some good appointments. They're honest people. They want to do the right thing. I mean, we've saddled the PUC with and burdened them with so much work, but I do believe that they'll get to the bottom of it, just as the Safety and Enforcement Division found this problem and identified it and now have looked into it and now want to stop it immediately. So I think there's some, it's a good sign. It really is.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. Very much appreciated. Again, that is State Senator Jerry Hill. Want to mention that one of the senator's longtime colleagues, Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier, will be joining us at 5:03 with her reaction to this news as well.
If you're just joining us, the California Public Utilities Commission says the state's utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, knowingly committed systemic violations of rules, including falsifying safety documents to its natural gas pipelines, even after the 2010 gas line explosion in San Bruno that killed 8 people. The head of the CPUC, Michael Picker, says the State Commission is investigating PG&E's safety culture. For its part, in a statement to KCBS, PG&E says their most important responsibility is public and employee safety and acknowledge they didn't live up to that commitment in this case. The utility says it is cooperating with the CPUC's investigation. We're continuing to gather reaction. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier. What do you make of today's developments?
Hello, Patty. I think this is a very serious set of allegations. And if they are held to be true, I really think there needs to be some heads that roll at PG&E. I mean, they have such a checkered past, and having spent so much time on the issues surrounding the explosion in 2010 in San Bruno, they have been very negligent in protecting the safety of ratepayers. And this appears to be yet another example where the mark and locate documents were made to look like they had done the job and hadn't. And that's one of the ways that many of these pipeline explosions occur, is when they don't mark the areas when someone, a third party, requests it for purposes of doing work in and around a particular area.
Congresswoman, you used the word negligent, and much of the previous accusations around all of this with PG&E have involved allegations of negligence. This actually calls out allegations of falsification. Speak to that distinction, if you would.
Well, that is an actual fraud on the ratepayers. I mean, this is an effort to prevent themselves from being fined for being late in marking and locating certain sites. So they just falsified it and pretended like they had done it. And so how many of these sites were never even marked is really very troubling. And by PG&E's own admission, they say that's how many of these explosions occur, because third parties actually, you know, break the pipes when they're doing reconstruction and the like. So this is more than shameful. This is truly may rise to a criminal act.
Let me ask you this. Is it fixable?
Well, that's for the CPUC to determine. Certainly there's a fining structure that they have that they can throw the book at PG&E for doing this. But, you know, in an effort to try and clean up their act, they are falsifying records. How is that okay?
There were, of course, accusations early on that the CPUC was too cozy with PG&E. How satisfied are you right now, as someone who's been involved with this story from the beginning, that the CPUC is doing its job as a watchdog?
Well, I think they've become far more independent than they were back in 2010, when they were, you know, basically doing paper audits and desk audits of PG&E. I think that we have a much stronger CPUC that isn't, frankly, in bed with PG&E. And so we'll see how they process this hearing and take in the testimony and evidence. But it is more than shameful.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this evening. We've been speaking with Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier.